Everything that rocks.
It's showtime.
All righty, good morning. 6:38, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, you ace?
Bam, 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 bam. Wanna get nuts? Let's get nuts.
No, I do want to get some more caffeine in my system. Hold on a second.
What is it, Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Will you grow up and be a man and drink coffee like the rest of the world?
Your mom thinks I'm manly enough. Anyway.
No, she doesn't.
We gotta keep things moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? All right. Well, a sad day. Lou Ottens, the Dutch engineer who invented the audio cassette, died this past Saturday at his home in Belgium. He was 94 years old.
Wow.
Ottens joined Philips in 1952 and rose to be the company's head of product development in 1960. He led the team that developed the first portable tape recorder. And in 1962, Ottens made the miniature reel-to-reel tape system that became known as the cassette tape. Ottens was also key in the expansion of the format that became dominant in the late 70s and 80s. He encouraged Philips to license his design so it could be used all around the world. The company made the deal with Sony and then rolled out Ottens' invention worldwide. So, yes, the creator.
I've seen so much. You know, just think about the knowledge and what that guy's experienced through his whole life. You know?
I think it's just amazing. I still don't understand exactly how all that works. Even being in radio for as long as I have, I'm like, all right, I know I can put this cassette in and it's going to make noise. We also used to have these things. It was this electromagnetic, chunk. I don't know, like, what it was. But if you put any kind of cassette, reel-to-reel, any kind of tape on there, reel-to-reel, cassette, A-track, anything like that, you put it on that, zapped it, man. Oh, and I can't tell you how many times back at broadcasting school, you'd have a student come in, like, I accidentally put this on the thing.
Erased the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing? Just keep it away from me. I don't know if you can remember the first cassette that you had. For me, I'm sure I had one before this, but I do remember the first cassette I bought myself as a young man. I was in middle school, and I bought Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood on cassette. This was the first one I bought with my own money.
Wow.
And, dude, oh, my God, it was the coolest thing ever. The artwork and everything. Don't get me wrong. I hate cassette tapes now. Like, it's a horribly dated piece of technology. But I remember being a young man popping in that Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood cassette tape for the first time and just, I was like, oh, this is
jamming out.
Yeah, I bought it with my own money. This is so cool.
I don't remember the first one I bought, but I remember the first one I held in my hand and put into a cassette player. And it was my mom's tape. And this was early on, man. But I remember seeing the title of it. And I'm like, what? Striper.
Shut up, really?
She had a Striper cassette tape. To Hell with the Devil, man, was like one of the first cassette songs I had heard in my life. And I thought it was it is the greatest song ever made.
To Hell with the
I remember,
Devil.
Yeah,
it'll blow your mind.
Remember
man.
It to this day, man.
Do you still have it? That might be worth some money.
She does still money. Have it, for awesome. Sure, somewhere.
That's awesome. Anyway, so rest in peace, Lou. You gave us a lot of great music and just a lot of great stuff on that. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1964, the great Vinnie Paul. You know him as drummer for Pantera, Damage Plan, Hell Yeah. He was born in Abilene, Texas. Sadly, he passed at the age of 54 in 2018. I had the privilege to interview Vinnie only one time. I got to sit down with him. This was at open air in Chicago. And, dude, the nicest effing guy. And everyone always said, like, oh, dude, Vinny's the nicest guy. He'll give you the shirt off his back. And we were sitting there just a good old boy from Texas having a great time. And I'm happy to say that in my time of radio, I was able to interview Vinnie Paul and just had a great conversation with him. So, rest in peace, Vinny. We miss you, buddy. We really do. All right. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.